Children, today I am going to do some writing activities with you. They are about famous persons in our country. Though they are not living now, they are living in our hearts forever. Why do they live in our hearts? Because they have contributed a lot to the society. To our country. It's our duty to pay our gratitude to them. Do you know what is the meaning of gratitude? That means to pay our thankfulness to them. Right. Now, let's start our lesson on describing people. Let's switch on activity 1. It's a flowchart. By using the flowchart, you have to fill the blanks. It is about Dr. C.W.W. Kannangara, the first Minister of Education in our country. Here, in the flowchart, you can see the various stages of his life, his date of birth, schools he attended to, get his primary and secondary education, sports, job, the year he passed the law examination, and the year he entered politics, and the next one, how people called him. Yes, children, how do we call him? We call him Father of Free Education. And in the last cage, let's go to the last cage. Yes, the year and the day he died is given. Right. Then, we are going to make sentences by the given words. What's the first word? That is born. So, let's make. Begin by his name. Right, children? First, you have to begin by his name. Dr. C.W.W. Kannangara was born on 13th October in 1884. Right. Dr. C.W.W. Kannangara was born on 13th October in 1884. What is number 2? School. Yes, we can start. No need of write the name again. We can write he. Yes, let's make. He got his primary education at Wesleyan English High School. And the secondary education at Richmond College, Galle. Right. Let's go to number 3. What the word? Law examination. Children, look at the flowchart and try to build up a sentence. We can start. He. Yes. He passed the law examination in 1910. Right. Number 4. Minister of Education. Here, let's start by his name. Dr. C.W.W. Kannangara was appointed as the Minister of Education. Right. Now we are going to make the last one, last sentence. That is number 5. Died. What the word? Died. He died. Oh, Dr. C.W.W. Kannangara died on 23rd of September in 1969. Yes, that is the last sentence. We build up sentences like that. You have to build up sentences. Right. Then, we are going to switch on another activity. That is activity 2. Let's read. Let's read the instructions first. Complete the following paragraph about Dr. C.W.W. Kannangara by using the flowchart in the previous page. Yes, we have to fill this. Then let's go. Dr. C.W.W. Kannangara was born on. Here, we have to write the date. Then on. On 13th October 1884, he got his primary education at. Yes, where did he get his primary education? At Wesleyan English High School, and the secondary education where? At Richmond College, Galway. Right. He was a. Here we can write. He was a good sportsman. Oh, we can write like this. He was a fine sportsman. He was a good sportsman. Or we can write he was a fine sportsman. Next sentence. He became a. Look. Look at the flowchart. He became a teacher. Then he passed what? He passed the law examination. In here, you have to write the year in 1910. Let's read. He entered politics in. Here also, you have to write in 1919. When we write a year, we have to use the preposition in. We say in 1910, in 2020, like that. Do you understand? Right. He was appointed as who? He was appointed as the Minister of Education. He was appointed as the Minister of Education. Then, next sentence. People call him. How people call him? Yes, you all should know it. Father of free education. People call him Father of free education. Yes, good. He died on. Here, the preposition on is there. So, you have to write the date or day. That means, on 23rd of September 1969. We can say, on 10th of July, on 12th of November, like that. Then we can say, on Monday, on Wednesday, like that. We have written about a great person. I think you have done the task well. Right. Then, children, now we are going to write another great person. Now, can you find his name? Did you find his name? Yes. He is Mr. Martin Vikramasinghe. He is one of the most prominent writers in our country. Yes, children, do you know what is prominent? It means important or famous. It means important or famous. Here, some phrases are given. His date of birth. Right. The schools he attended. The name of the first book of him. And what are the others? Yes, the names of other books are also given. Yes, the day he died is also given. Yes, children, you know that he has contributed a lot to the Sinhala literature. By using this description, you have to answer the questions. Yes, can you find how many questions are there? Right, there are 6 questions. Yes, wait, I will help you. Right, children. Yes, let's read number 1. What is the name of the great person? What is the name of the great person? Yes, you can write Mr. Martin Vikramasinghe. And when you write names, write the first letter capital. Right. You know it very well, I think. Right. Let's go to question number 2. When was he born? Here, we have to write the date of birth. When we write a date, you have to use the preposition on. Another thing, there are 2 dates mentioned here. Here, we have to write the date of birth. You have to take on 29th of June 1891. Am I correct? Yes, right. Let's read. Question number 3. Which schools did he attend? You have the names here. 2 schools. What are they? Bonavista Vidyalaya and Rohana Vidyalaya. Right. Let's go to question number 4. What is the name of his first book? As children, you should know it. Right. Did you find the name? Yes, Leela. Good. Question number 5. What are the other books? There are some. Let's read. Airangani, Kaliyugaya, Gamperaliya and Bhavataranaya. Some more books. Right. Last question, that is number 6. When did he die? You can say on, before the date, on, you have to use on 23rd of July 1976. Right, that is the end. Did you complete? Good. Right, children. Now let's go to activity 3. Here you have to build up sentences. Here in this activity, they have started the sentence. What you have to do? You have to write the other half. Yes. See whether you can build up the sentences. Right, let's see. I will help you. Mr. Martin Vikramasinghe was a. What can you write? A Sinhalese writer. Mr. Martin Vikramasinghe was a Sinhalese writer. Number 2, he was born. Their date. You have to use on 29th of June 1891. Number 3. He was the. What do you think? The youngest. He was the youngest. We say the biggest, the longest, the tallest. Superlative degree. Like that. He was the youngest. Number 4. He attended 2 schools, so we can write both. He attended Bonavista Vidyalaya and Rohana Vidyalaya. Right. He attended Bonavista Vidyalaya and Rohana Vidyalaya. Right. Next one. He wrote what? He wrote many books. Next one. His first book was Leela. His first book was Leela. Some of the other books were, can you name them? Airangani, Kaliyugaya, Gamperaliya, Bhavataranya, so many books. Yes, very good, you know. You should know them. Yes. What is the other one? Let's see. He contributed a lot to the Sinhala literature. Right. Sentence number 9. Yes. Try to build up. He died on 23rd of July 1976. Last sentence. His house is now converted into a museum. What's the meaning of converted? That is changed. Right. His house is now converted into a museum. Right. I think you have done the task well. Don't you? Yes, children. Now I'm going to discuss your homework with you. By using the given description, you have to build up sentences. I'm going to discuss a great person here, Mr. Senarat Paranavithana. Do you know what was he? He was an archaeological commissioner. I think you have heard his name earlier. In this activity, number 1, born 20th December 1986 at Mataramba. First sentence, you have to start with his name. You have to start with the name. Mr. Senarat Paranavithana was born on 25th of December 1986 at Mataramba. You can add, Mr. Senarat Paranavithana was born on 25th of December 1986 at Mataramba. Yes, good. Next one. School. Mataramba Government School and Bonavista Vidyalaya Gaul. Here, how to build this sentence? Instead of his name, you can use he. Here, he attended Mataramba Government School and Bonavista Vidyalaya in Gaul. Like that, you have to build up other sentences. Now we have come to the end of the lesson. There are some other great personalities in our country. Children, try to write about them also. Then you'll familiar with these topics. This type of questions come to your O-level first paper. I think you have got a clear understand about today's lesson. Right. I presented this lesson for Ruhunu Guru Gedara Educational Program. I'm Shimla Selaheva. I'm a teacher of English. I'm working at Dinipitiya Mahavidyalaya. Wish you all the very best. Thank you for being with us on the radio program Ruhunu Guru Gedara. Hope to meet you in another session. Have a nice day.